Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back, reunited. Boys, it's so fucking good
gang,
to
gang,
see
gang,
you.
Gang,
so
gang, good. Gang.
The Bare Minimum Podcast joined again with the homies. Oh, by the way, today is Thursday, December 23rd.
Crushed it.
Episode 16.
Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve. The Eve of the Eve.
Have you ever heard this called Christmas Adam? Adam came before Eve. So 2 days before.
And he's done.
I've never heard that before. Is that a thing?
Please, or? I don't know. Please mute his mic.
I don't know.
Just mute him.
What is up? The boys are back. Guys, so joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dada Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
And Sammy Stats is here, too.
What's going on, everybody?
Again, guys, welcome back to the Bare Minimum Podcast. Excited to be back with the homies, all four of us. It's always better when we're all in the same room, guys. It's just...
For sure.
The juices. So, I will start off like we always do. How the hell are we doing?
Like, emotionally?
You tell me.
Great question.
I'm kind of where I thought we would be.
Yeah?
With the Bears?
I'm just with everything.
In general.
Oh, just
this
in
is,
life?
This
What's
is
going on, man?
The homie asking the homie.
Oh. Yeah. Guys, I'm on top of the world. The Bare Minimum Podcast has some new recording equipment. And I think it's spicy.
And it sounds so good.
Yeah.
So good.
USB microphones out the window.
We paid money for those, though. Come
upgraded.
On. Okay.
Yeah, we could sell those.
Yeah, you just said out the window, so that's a $0 return. Go pick them up.
It's a Christmas season, Marcos. Everyone's in a good mood. We're having a great time. Thank you for asking, though.
Good. Good, good, good. Let's get into some sports minutes. All right?
Sure.
So, who's going? You guys want to talk about is there baseball stuff?
I mean, like, for the Cubs, no. No, there's nothing.
For the White Sox? No. No. I haven't heard anything on
Not a single
They're
thing.
They're just they've shut the door and it has not opened.
Huh. I'm guessing this is a we'll see you in January type deal.
Yeah.
Well,
are we still at like missing like 40 games? Where are we at? 120?
No, I'm under that.
I'm thinking
honestly,
we're going to like a half season.
See,
good for the White
man,
Sox.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Agreed with you.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
You don't think so? 100?
I think that spring training will be impacted.
Oh.
See, I'm on the total opposite end. I think that because the owners took so much from the Players Association in the last CBA negotiation, I think the players are going to want more. Because of kind of making up what they did, I like from what it sounds like they are opposite ends of the spectrum. Not even in the same town.
I hear that, but I also think that because they are just very far apart, I 100% agree with that. Was what I mean. I think that everyone understands that it's in everyone's best interest for baseball to happen.
Yeah,
and agreed. That is how everyone gets paid. So that's why I think spring training, sure. It's probably going to be pushed out into April, or excuse me, spring training is usually February and into March and all that. But I think that given these people that are handling these negotiations, a quarter of a year to sort this out, here's your 3 months, we need to be ready for April opening day baseball. I think that's reasonable.
Well, that first COVID season, like they were very close to just not playing.
Right. But again, everyone understands that if we don't make money, no one makes money.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not playing baseball, no one's getting paid.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to get paid, you sat out.
But the argument the owners had during that time was we're not going to make any money. So why are we going to
rich
open
people
the doors?
Crying poor?
Yeah, exactly.
Get me started.
With the TV deals, they all
we'll
make
see.
Money. Fuck them.
What about a Blackhawks minute, Jake? What's going on?
Blackhawks are 30 games into the season. They are still a point. Below per game.
Below a point per game?
Below a point per game. You got
Not
me.
Not good.
Yeah. Well, considering they were like 0-11 to start the season, it's a good climb. They're trending in the right direction. They're still second to last in the division. So they're really not going anywhere. Playoffs are a pipe dream.
0-11 starts to do that.
Yeah, you would have to go on an absolute tear.
Mm-hmm. Can't confirm.
Mm-hmm. Can't confirm.
Oh, numbers I do have confirm. An overall NHL update though.
Ooh.
Players. Sad. I'm sad. I love international hockey. The Olympics was coming up. Players will not be going to the Olympics.
Omicron.
Kind of bogus, but it's probably for the best because like the rules for the COVID protocols are insane. I mean, for reasons, but like if you are tested positive, you have to miss like 30 days. You're like in another country.
Sure.
You're just not coming back to your actual team that you get paid for.
So let me ask you this, producer Jake. So if you had to choose between, you know, 20 regular season games or Olympic hockey, what would you rather have?
Olympic hockey is going to happen.
Ooh, the big ice.
So it doesn't sound like it when you say that NHL players won't be playing. The
international.
You
know what I mean. Would you rather have Olympic hockey with NHL players?
I don't know what either you mean. So somebody explain.
Thanks.
Just because the NHL players have not gone to the Olympics in the past. And there's still Olympic hockey. There's
is this like 1985?
Just last Olympics, there was no NHL players. The NHL said, no, you're not going.
Okay.
And then this year they allowed them to, but because of COVID, they last second pulled out because the restrictions are just not possible. So Olympic hockey is still going to happen. You're going to have a bunch of international players.
The big ice.
It will be big ice because it's not in the U.S. or Canada.
Mm-hmm, big ice.
But you're going to have college kids playing.
Actual rink is bigger for these games, so it actually is bigger ice.
Antarctica.
That's big all ice. I know, too, yes, Marcos. Antarctica. Marcos, that's all I know. Big that's ice. The only thing I'm going to say.
So,
big ice.
To answer your question, Dale.
there was a question.
Sorry. I guess I'd rather have them play for their teams because the Stanley Cup still matters, and if you have a bunch of players missed.
But not for the Hawks.
Correct. For the Hawks, that does not matter. I do wish Patrick Kane could get an Olympic gold medal. This seemed like his last potential shot. He's going to be older. He's probably still going to be on the team the next time this comes around, but he's going to be older, so who knows.
Somebody else carry. Boom.
Yeah, boom.
Boom.
Bulls minutes. Quick and easy.
Trevor Zegers.
The Bulls are 19-10, second in the East. We've had a bunch of postponed games. COVID is running rampant through the NBA.
Every sport.
Through basically every sport.
Everything.
We played the Lakers.
Life. That bitch don't quit.
Luckily, how you doing?
Luckily, though, it sounds like we're getting some relief. Zach LaVine, as of today, rejoined the team in practice, cleared COVID protocols. DeRozan was off a couple days ago.
Carried that team the other night.
Yep. Alex Caruso. We do got to talk about Alex Caruso. He's going to miss about a week and then be reevaluated.
Hamstring still?
Foot sprain.
Okay.
Different injury. So a couple lingering injuries on top of COVID. Makes for fun times.
You brought it up briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Just DeMar DeRozan. We can't say it's enough.
So good.
Dude,
it's
awesome.
Just so fun to watch.
The
so
awesome. Little bit I saw, the only Bulls thing I know from the past week was DeMar DeRozan like tweeting or texting Zach LaVine and being like, you need to just get your ass back here soon. Like, we need you.
Yeah,
and
like
I was
said,
just,
I mean,
like,
just
I was just like, I love you guys.
Just withstand this storm. Just withstand what's going on. And once we can get back to closer to full rosters, everybody's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I had this thought. We're in a better spot because we were going through it first. So everybody else's players are still going to be sick. All our players come back.
Antibodies.
And we put up a W.
Immunized, not
vaccinated scrubs.
Right.
Vaccinated and immunized.
Although that doesn't really seem to be the case because we're going to be the only team that had to play through that. Every other game's getting suspended now. Like,
because we set
precedent. The Raptors post immediately.
Yeah. That's two games that we're going to have to make up against the Raptors. Yeah. Guys, which kind of leads me. Today was the last day of the work year. Little unproductive. So I decided the homies would like a game.
I would love a game.
So what did I do? I made a game.
I like games.
Games are tight.
Today we're going to play a game called Bear, Bull, or Blackhawk. Super simple. With all the new faces that we've seen, with adding emergency contracts and call-ups and everything else, I'm going to give you guys names.
Oh, interesting.
And you just have to tell me simple. A bear, bull, or Blackhawk.
Okay.
How do you guys want to? Do you guys want to write them down? Do you just want me to write them down?
I'll keep track of which ones we get right.
Yeah.
You say the name.
That
we'll guess
good.
Which one
yeah,
we'll keep track.
Keep track of how many.
Can I go ahead and say I think Jake will win this by a landslide?
You think so?
I think so.
We'll see.
I just dominated Nagy trivia. I crushed
you did crush
that.
Yeah, you did crush
but
that.
But I just think Jake
I'm
has
not,
an upper hand
I'm
here.
Not going to win, but I'm just thinking of Jake's knowledge of the Blackhawks depth chart is going to win out here.
That's what my thought is, too. But let's do this.
No,
I'm excited.
No peeking. No peeking.
I'm going to fuck
guys
Sam
at,
up.
So all of the friends who listen to this, play along at home. Yeah. See how you did. Let us know if you did
tweet
better than we
did.
Tweet
it at right? Marcos.
So Bear, Bull, or Blackhawk? Number one, Matthew McClung.
He's a Bull.
Yeah,
for sure.
We do have to write these down.
Yeah.
You can't say them out loud. Okay.
No,
okay.
Because then we'll just grab it.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It'd be like consensus.
That guy, he's the kid that
it's
used
Mac
to
Mac McClung, the viral video star.
At Georgetown, transferred.
Good.
Yeah.
There will be some easy ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, come on,
good.
That guy was
so
all over YouTube.
Write it down and then we'll show.
I was going to say Bear, thank God.
Number
were
two.
You really?
Yeah.
All right, Jake's out on one. Yeah.
No.
I appreciate your honesty.
No, it's too late.
You
honesty.
Suck.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the honesty.
I wrote down Bull on my sheet.
Number two, Ryan Carpenter.
Oh, dude. I think I went to high school with a guy named
yeah,
Ryan
I think
Carpenter.
We all went to a
Ryan
high school with a
Carpenter.
Ryan Carpenter.
Do you guys want me to move on to number three?
Yep, just keep going.
All right, so then let's power through him so it's not a lot
of
debt.
Okay, let's do this.
Number three, Margus Hunt.
I know who that is.
Margus Hunt. Number four, Marco Simonovic. Marco Simonovic. Number five, Mackenzie Entwistle. Mackenzie Entwistle.
Once more for the people in the back.
Mackenzie Entwistle.
Present.
Number six, Matthew Thomas.
You can't trust
everyone
the guy
knows a Matt Thomas.
You can't
number
trust
six,
the guy with
Matthew
two first names.
Thomas. Number seven,
Jeff George disagrees.
Caleb Johnson. Seven, Caleb Johnson. Number eight, Thomas Graham Jr. Thomas Graham Jr. Some of these are easy. Number nine, Devin Dotson. Devin Dotson. And number 10.
I know who that is too.
Curtis Gabriel. Curtis Gabriel.
Oh boy.
My friends, that was the game. Please.
That was wild.
Pull out your sheets.
I don't know who that last one.
I can confirm I have two.
Oh my God. This is good.
I actually might win this
I
now. Now
two.
I feel a lot better about
it. I know
this.
I have
so
two.
So number one, we talked about it. Matt McClung, he's a Bull. We know from the YouTube videos.
No deleting over there.
Yeah.
I already had written down Bull. So
number two, Ryan Carpenter.
That's a Blackhawk.
That's a Blackhawk.
I have that one.
No. Ah, Bear. Fuck that one up.
Number three, Margus Hunt.
I had Bear.
He's a Bear.
He's
a
Bear.
I have
a
Bear.
Defensive lineman.
Dude, I'm three for three.
Marco Simonovic.
I had Bull.
I had Blackhawk.
I have a Bull.
He's a Bull. Let's go on four for four.
Sam is blowing this out.
Number five, Mackenzie Entwistle.
Blackhawk.
I have a Blackhawk.
Blackhawk. Yeah.
I'm five for five.
Number six, Matthew Thomas.
I have Bull.
I have a Bear.
I have a Bull.
He's a Bull.
Yes.
Fuck.
I'm perfect.
Are you really?
No, you got Matthew McClung wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yes you did.
We have the real record.
We got receipts.
Number
that
seven.
That was like center receipts. Square on the bingo card. I
you
got
said
that
Bear.
One for free.
You said
no,
Bear.
You didn't.
I said I was going to say Bear.
You're a real piece of
I didn't final answer
you're
there.
You're a real
Trebek.
Piece of shit.
Number seven, Caleb Johnson.
Bear.
I have a Bull.
He's a Bear.
Yes.
Number eight, the easy, Thomas Graham Jr.
Bear.
Yep. Bart. Number nine, Devin Dotson.
He's a Bull. He's one of the G League guys.
He's a Bull.
Yes.
He's a Bull.
And
number 10, Curtis Gabriel.
Bull.
I have a Bull.
I have a Bear.
He's a Blackhawk. All three of you.
So
I went 9 for 10.
I have a real 7. Jake has an 8.
Jake has 8.
9 for 10.
Okay.
My only goal was to beat Sam, but he had a hot start.
Yeah, I think I only have 6. I went real cold there.
Eat it. Guys, like I said, let us know how you did at home.
Five
but
for 5 to
that
start,
just,
and I only get 6.
I just wanted to
it's very
kind
of bears
of
you.
Put it out there. Like, we are seeing so many new faces. This is a different type of sport than we've ever watched.
Yeah, dude. We've never dealt with this.
We're dealing with constant new players. I mean, you got Joe Johnson back with the Boston Celtics. ISO Joe's
18th
back.
Season.
Crazy.
It's so cool because now there's people. There's also, like, that's the cool story, right, with a vet. But you've got guys you've never heard of coming up and, like, performing well.
this
getting
isn't
their shot
necessarily that case, but part of my take is having Julian Edelman on like every week now because he lives in New York, like down the street from the office.
Oh yeah,
so
wants to party.
In.
Yeah, wants to party with Billy.
So the entire Bucks offense is decimated. Everyone's out, and they're like, "So Jules, Tom call you yet or what?"
And he just like he like slyly moves on. Ah. Like the next thing, he's like, "I got another job now."
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed the game.
That was fun.
Great game.
That was fun.
Fantastic, dude. Thank you.
And as the Bare Minimum Podcast normally does, we get into what the hell the goddamn beloved did.
And we call it?
The recrap.
It was a recrap.
It's a recrap in every sense of the word, guys.
Well.
Crap.
Well.
There's things I feel okay about, but
it was
re-offensive
crap.
Re-offensive crap.
Right.
Big time
offensive crap.
Coaching crap.
Coaching crap.
We'll come back to that, but let's talk about this offense.
They were
some
okay.
of the best special teams I've seen this team play in a long time.
Guys,
they're incredible.
Don't give me that.
Other than the muff punt.
I just don't want to be in the position where I'm like, yeah, special teams were great. I know we're there, but I just can't accept that.
Dale and I came to that conclusion on our special short episode earlier this week.
Do yourselves a favor and just skip that one.
Come right to here.
I enjoyed that.
I'm glad you had a good time. It was tough.
Did you listen?
No.
I enjoyed it.
I'll be honest. I tried to stop like 3 times, and Sam would just keep going.
Yeah,
like you would see something, and then you would just stay on it for a minute, and I'd just be like, "Yeah, dude, that's fucking wild."
I was panicking. To be completely honest, I was just panicking.
I could hear you guys' conversation the entire time I was upstairs. I was just like giggling to myself the entire time. I'm like, "Where are they going?"
We didn't know.
There's no direction. There's no map.
But back to this recrap because we were watching the game.
Correct.
While the crap was happening.
Mm-hmm. That's in person.
The crappening. All right.
Bears lose 17-9. Another just offensive stinker added to the list of offensive stinkers.
Primetime stinker.
Guys, I hope the NFL, I hope everybody who schedules stuff, the slot makers or whatever, first of all, whoever put the Bears in this many primetime games should be looking for a job next year. I hope that they don't put us in primetime for a little while.
I hope they learn their lesson.
We're going to be in another one next year. Easily.
Oh, you have to be.
The Bears-Packers game will always... Well, everybody gets a Thursday game.
Right.
So we're guaranteed that one. And then, unless the Bears-Packers game is on a Thursday, there's going to be a second one.
What's that tweet Fishbane put out that the Bears... And a bunch of people reported on it.
The most watched Monday Night Football game of
Bears-Vikings
all
Bears-Vikings was
all
the
and it was
15.9 million.
An absolute stinker.
We're the worst. We, as Bears fans, if you're listening to this and you watched all 4 quarters like we did, you're in this.
That means 2 things.
What?
That there was A, nothing else to watch on Monday night. Oh,
even
that
then,
sounds great. Or B,
that's so nice. In the
everybody was just betting like crazy. Like everyone in every legal state, illegal too, you know, just throwing them out there. Unders left and right, turnovers, just looking for some action. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah. I mean, it just...
It sucked.
We have Stockholm Syndrome.
It was gross.
Can I give you one thing that I liked about the offense?
Yeah, let's get into offense. They'll start us off.
Yeah. Cole Kmet had 6 for 71.
Yeah.
Like, I obviously, someone has to catch the ball at some point for these types of offenses.
And he's getting used more and more.
Exactly. That's the thing. He's getting used more and more, and the other tight ends are getting targeted less and less. That's a big thing.
Did you notice that he has been getting used more and more ever since that one game where him and Justin, he was talking to Justin, he's like, "We're going to build on this.
We're building on it. We got this." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's something
there. It was shortly after he was added to my fantasy team. That's when he
sick. Absolutely nobody cares. Did he have any drops? I didn't notice if he did or didn't.
I don't remember. Okay. I would assume.
I know I'm the stats person.
I think
6 catches on 9 targets. So
maybe
one of those,
I just know he's had his little drop issues throughout the year. So I was just curious.
Yeah,
right, moving on.
71. I'm taken from Cole Kmet.
And I mean, so to go on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, somebody who I am no longer interested in seeing in a Bears uniform, I like put him on a plane tomorrow. Allen Robinson. It's been real. It's been cool. It's been fun. It ain't been real fun. Mm-hmm. You gotta go.
You have to keep him. You literally like it's gonna turn into the Bears cornerback situation where you're going who.
Mm-mm.
Who?
He quit on your team. You guys saw that play towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
He had a chance.
Yeah.
He quit the Packers game week before. He was out week before, mm-hmm. but played against the Vikings. He's done. He's done. He shows no effort in a uniform anymore. There's a reason that his numbers are as bad as they are. I understand the offense is a mess. quarterback situation a little green right now, but like if you think you command this money and you can't even get separated from the myriad of corners that we've played that are not team starting corners, you got to go.
And you got to be mad when like other people are still trying.
Oh yeah.
You know, Akeem Hicks giving his fucking all out there. Got like
he had a great game.
There's just guys that, you know, are vets and are still trying even though everything is in the shitter.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys we won't go to defense yet, so I'll table that for a second. What do you guys think, like, offensive line-wise? Like, Tevin Jenkins. Dale, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. Where are we at on Tevin?
You swayed me a little bit because I, like the majority of people who watch NFL football, the majority of what I saw was the bad from Tevin Jenkins. Mm-hmm. It's the screenshots that circulate on Twitter with his leg out trying to catch someone. It's the penalties that he gets. Granted, the penalties are a real thing, mm-hmm. but the penalty, and you've got Jermaine Ifedi of all people coming over there to try to correct you. It from a visual perspective, from a like a casual fan perspective, it doesn't look good. But we dove into it, and you talked numbers and you talked facts instead of Instagram shots, and I am firmly back into. Hey, Tevin Jenkins, let's go.
Yeah,
let's, all right.
Thank you.
We might have a starting tackle.
Thank you for having an open mind and listening to us.
And he's going to get penalized. He's a hothead. He is. He is an enforcing.
But it comes with him.
We
yes.
We talked about
comes
this. Talk about the good of that, though.
Yes, it is good. And like Justin Fields, late hit. He goes right over. Pops
gonna
that
kill
guy
somebody.
In the mouth.
Yep.
Let's talk about that. So that's I have such an issue with how that whole thing played out, because all season we've complained that Justin Fields isn't getting the roughing the passer calls, the unnecessary mm-hmm. roughness calls that a lot of the other league quarterbacks get. And then what happens? And then so Justin gets hit. Justin late hit doesn't get called. Tevin Jenkins comes over and enforces.
Yeah.
And then you got Jermaine Ifedi. Jermaine Ifedi reaming him on national television. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy showed fight. Your guy showed fight in a game where
we're not going
to
win.
Half the team looks like they're just going through the motions. I want to see passion. You know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see somebody publicly belittle one of my rookies.
Mm-hmm.
What? Because that's the vet thing to do? Mm-hmm. Jermaine Ifedi, fuck you.
Yep.
All right, play out the last couple years of your deal. Go sign to somebody's fucking depth chart next year. It's been real. But again,
open
I
a Jamba Juice. Like, I don't care, dude.
Dude, it's just that was such a bad. Again, I talk about
a
it
slap
a lot.
On the ass would have been. I would have been like, let's go.
Yeah. Like I talk about it a lot. Optics. Always be aware of what's going on, who's watching. Dude, it doesn't
that might have
more.
Been why Ifedi was doing it. He's like, people are watching. I need to coach this kid up right here.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about that right now. What I want is I want guys that want to play for the Bears and the guys around them. And Ifedi's just kind of like, no, we're caring more about the penalties in a game that we're losing and we're not going to win.
I'm a hockey guy. I love that shit.
I love that shit.
I love that shit.
Love that shit.
I'll take 15. I think sometimes 15 yards are necessary to prove your point, to make sure that guy knows that I'm not just going to let you punch me in the face whenever you want to. And that's my guy that you just knocked down. So next time you got to come talk to me.
Who's the old, the legendary on-site tweet?
Tony Corrente.
Just on-site.
Tony Corrente's on-site. Tony Corrente.
I want guys that are on-site.
Yeah.
On site.
Yeah. I mean, a couple other things on the offense, guys, like the rushing attack, David Montgomery, 18 carries, 60 yards.
Pedestrian.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about pedestrian. Dalvin Cook, 28 carries, 89 yards. That was crazy. Just, sorry. Fuck that guy.
Good defense.
We'll get to that, though. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's just another, like, you had 3 points at halftime, and you only had a touchdown at the end of the game, mm-hmm. like, literally the last play of the game. If not, you're leaving that game with 3 points. Unacceptable.
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 Especially against the Vikings, who give up a fuck ton of points.
Again.
Just a metric fuck ton.
For a coaching staff who is supposed to be offensive-minded and have weapons, and guys, we are not seeing production on offense. What are we doing?
Nothing.
I don't have the answers for you.
You guys want to talk anything else about offense?
But Justin threw for 285.
Oh, no.
Do you
want to
grade him?
Wait.
No. I'm just
90 of them in the last drive.
We do need to talk about Justin because I like Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I love Justin. Mm-hmm. Justin's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Justin makes some dumbass plays sometimes.
A little bit, sometimes.
And he fumbles the ball more than anyone I've seen.
He fumbles the ball a lot.
He is league leading in fumbles lost and fumbles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If not tied for first, he is first in both categories.
I ask ye.
Sam, here we go.
Sammy Stats.
I ask ye, your freshman year of college, how many good decisions did you make? Dale? How many good decisions did you make your freshman year of college?
Well, as I point to my degree here on this wall, and for everyone at home listening, it's a brick wall in my basement with no degree on it.
I like that.
You could just guess how freshman year went from
it. Could be your freshman year of high school. I don't give a shit. The fact of the matter is he's going to make mistakes, and I'd rather he makes them right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we can differentiate that. I think we can be okay with the mistakes, but at the same time say, like, hold on a second. Like, you held the ball on a screen. You held the ball on a screen pass. That's the one thing you don't do.
Are you talking about that fourth down play?
No. Was that a fourth down that we ran a screen on a fourth down? There was a screen play.
We like to do that.
We ran the same play two plays in a row.
Justin, that is 100%.
That's what it was.
Justin fake pumped,
yep.
Kind of jumped.
Reference last episode. It happened while we were recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Didn't get rid of the ball and then takes a sack.
Yep.
There's a lot of those plays where, and I think Justin just needs to understand that, like,
down.
It's the speed thing.
It was?
I think, so. If I'm remembering correctly, I believe it was.
I'm thinking about the one at the end of the game.
No, this is second quarter.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin needs, I mean, I think what Justin needs, and here I am, what does Justin need to do? But, like, I mean, it's just, I think things are fast for him. I think another year of kind of reps and settling things down and the speed becoming a little more manageable. But right now he looks like he's.
Well, yeah, he came from a place where his offensive line was one of the best in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, things are going to be a lot faster when there's a new guy in your face every play. Before, you could just stand in the pocket for 5 seconds and then make a decision.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
I really think there is something to be said about the fumble thing, though. Like, it's to the point that it's every single game. It's when he's in the pocket. It's when he's scrambling. It's when he's past the line of scrimmage running. Runs with the ball in his hand out. He's, I think, like eight behind the sack leader. But he's still, like I said, leading the lead in fumbles.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that the offensive line is that bad and he's getting hit that often. He's almost 10 behind the first place guy.
I worried about that,
too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I worried about that, too. I just heard some really, like, good words of wisdom on one of the shows this week. It was either 1000 or 670. And Wanstead was on. And he's just like, you can coach that.
That's what
I'm
saying.
He's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
He's like, it's fine. Like, this is a thing. He's just doing certain things in certain instances. That's coachable.
Peyton Manning threw like a million.
28. I just looked it up. Mm-hmm. His rookie season.
Interceptions?
28 interceptions. That's his rookie season.
Yeah.
26 touchdowns, 28 interceptions.
Sam actually brought that up when I mentioned this to him.
Yeah, it's a thing. Guys, it's a rookie year. It goes back to Tevin Jenkins' thing. He's like, he's ill-prepared. He's making mistakes. But Justin did have some preparation, but never ran with the ones early. He wasn't seeing exactly what he's seeing when he goes up against these teams, but it's coachable.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of funny, and then maybe we'll move on to defense. It's kind of funny that, like, his main issue, like, Justin's kind of our biggest concern right now is he holds onto the ball too long, and he can't hold onto the ball. When he's
not a good combo. Not a good combo.
It's kind of my same complaint twice.
That's
pretty good.
To talk defense, guys, the defense.
Push.
The defense, Jake, how's that sound?
It's okay, so I'm the only one wearing headphones right now. It sounds so crispy.
It tastes crispy too.
I can't even describe it to you.
Nectar of the Gods, Bush Light, sponsor us, please. We tried.
Let's talk defense.
Yeah, talk defense. So, where do you guys want? Like, I want to start with Robert Quinn. I love Robert Quinn. Pro Bowler Robert Quinn.
Let's talk about our turnaround. Since the inception of this podcast on Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh.
It should be addressed.
100%.
Where were we at the start, Dale?
Pretty fucking low.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, pretty fucking low. But be fair, I think it was Marcos that posed the question. Has he just been hurt this whole time?
I thought so, too.
Has he just been playing hurt this entire time?
What is it, 70 million?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think you're close to there, though. But now, I mean, we're seeing it. And the answer was yeah.
Sack and a half off of Richard Dent's record.
Yep.
With 3 games to play, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, he had two last
weeks. Well, if he breaks it in the next two, then I'm good with it. But if the third game, I mean, he's still going to get the record. But
yeah, Dent's regardless. Dent's got 1-2. Dent's 17 and a half and then 16
yeah.
is number two.
Yeah, he's 1-2.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like Robert Quinn again, and I think this will be the last time we say it. He was just hurt.
Yeah.
He just needed to get healthy. And, hey, this is a product of four guys having the ability to step back and say, hey, maybe we were wrong about this.
Well,
now that we know a little more.
I mean, a great season will
great
do that.
Season does
a
that.
A great season exactly. will do that.
But, hey, we might have been wrong on Robert Quinn. And I'm thankful we were wrong on Robert Quinn.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys whispering around over there?
No, I was just asking him how old Robert Quinn was.
He's 30.
33?
Do you guys see that video of his interview the other day?
Yeah, where he just like knows nothing.
About
31.
How he found out that he was a pro bowler.
Yep.
In the hotel.
Someone told him in the elevator. Yeah. Nagy told him in the elevator.
He's like, oh, nice.
Sick.
Well, I'll see you at the game.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I don't really do stuff. Like, I just watch my show and come home.
It was a show like
Forensic
Files. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah. He doesn't have a phone, or he has a phone, but it's awesome.
Robert, I love you, man, but you need to get like a Hims endorsement or something because that hairline is not doing well.
let me ask you this.
I love you, bro. I love you. I'm sorry.
16 sacks? 16, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's a realistic expectation for next year?
25 sacks. No.
30.
Well, I mean, if he's healthy, if he stays healthy the rest of the year, he has an off season.
I ask because you've now seen both sides of a
sack a game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think you have to factor in that if he's healthy for the rest of the season and an off season to recover, Max healthy and back and take some of the pressure off of him, it's going to go one of two ways. He's either going to and obviously dud, that's how numbers work, but he's either going to beat this considerably, I would say, or it's going to come in considerably lower because Mac is back, because he's taking some of the sacks on that side because they're going to be competing for
it. Or they'd split them.
I mean, if they both have 16 next year, I'll see you guys at the parade. So.
Right. But no, I think
we're doing
fair,
that.
So
are we starting that now?
Next year.
Okay. Next year, I'll
put it on
pretty good assuming like you'd take the over on 9.5 sacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, great. Fine. He's not our best edge rusher.
I'd hammer the over on 9.5 sacks.
13.5.
What about
the house?
My mortgage.
What about Roquan? Like Roquan
had a bad game.
Roquan had a bad game
by the numbers,
and it's okay to have a bad game. Oh my god!
Yeah, he still had 3 solos and 7 assists at tackles. Like he still put up double digit tackle numbers. He's still up there in the leaderboard.
Yeah,
fourth. And up there in the like the most snubbed middle linebackers of the year.
Yeah, Dale, quick. Why does the NFL hate Roquan Smith?
That's just a really good question.
He's on the Bears.
I know why.
That's probably why.
I'll tell you why.
Why
Virginia?
I'll
blame Virginia.
I think it's one because he like keeps to himself and he's quiet. He's not super marketable. And I think it's because he was banging a Bella Danger.
It might be part of it.
I think it was the whole porn star thing.
Hey,
to be honest,
we know because we get to watch it week in and week out. Like we got a real Danger? One. No, well, day in and day out.
Oh, okay.
But like,
moving on.
In Roquan, we have a real one, is what I was saying. Like, we know. We get to see it.
I'll be curious to see. Obviously, Pro Bowl votes is what we're talking about, which is part fan vote, whatever.
Chicago usually shows up for
the
that stuff.
All pro stuff is what I'm going to be interested in.
Oh, you mean
in.
The writers, when the writers are doing all the voting.
Yeah, yeah. That, sure. If he once again misses any all pro kind of situation,
accolades.
First team, second team, whatever. It's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah. I agree with you.
What else on the
keep
defense?
An eye.
I would like to point out that Thomas Graham Jr.
Stud.
Sorry, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
And I bet you if you
Dale.
Ask
yeah,
before
this is
the
so
game,
fucked.
If you ask Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and McCaskey and Phillips and Virginia to the Hag. Sorry, Virginia. If you ask any of them who Thomas Graham Jr. was, they're going to tell you they had no clue.
I didn't fucking know.
Does he work here? Yes, you signed him. He's on your roster, and he's been wasting a first-round talent. I'm not sitting here saying he's a first, like.
I thought I sat next to him in my fourth-grade class. Like, I had no idea who this guy was.
Guys, that was a big thing. Like, going into the game, I was concerned that we were down to our only cornerback that was in the rotation was Kendall Vildor. I thought Justin Jefferson, especially with Adam Thielen being
1,000 yards.
Justin Jefferson was going to feast.
I thought he was going to receive for 1,000
yards. Four catches, 47 yards.
Four catches, 47 yards.
And a touchdown on a good ball. Thomas Graham Jr. did his job. What was it, 92%, Sam, did you say? 91% coverage?
Yeah, he was in the 91% of, like, ranking.
It's probably worth it. Run us through the Thomas Graham Jr. story quickly, please.
Okay, yeah, cliff notes here. Guy's a stud at Oregon, right? He's a Duck. Awesome cornerback. He was projected a late first-round pick, and that's where the good corners go. That's where the studs out of college they go. He's going to be a first-rounder. He opts out of his senior season because of COVID in 2020. Don't blame him. So NFL teams are like, all right, you know, we don't have a body of work for 2020. This guy's going to slide. So he slides all the way to the sixth round. The Bears take him with the 228th pick. And he gets signed to our practice squad. Doesn't make the team. Now, was that because he was out of shape? Don't freaking know. But either way, you have a projected first-round talent from a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, at corner, which is an athletic position, and he just disappears to your practice squad when you steal him in the sixth round.
And when you have guys like Vildor on the field.
Oh, and Duke Shelley.
And Desmond Trufant. And
Artie Burns,
and there's one more.
Jake's gonna be sick.
I can't remember right now that I'll come up with and just shout out later.
We say it's criminal all the time. D-Virgin.
Yeah,
we say it's criminal all the time.
Who?
But D.
You got it, Jake.
D-Virgin.
That can't be his name.
Do you know D-Virgin?
D-E-E space Virgin.
You're making fun of
like
me.
This is a real thing.
These nuts. Guys, Thomas Graham Jr. was on the roster. It's criminal that he wasn't given an opportunity. You know what that means?
Three passes defense.
It means no one can evaluate
that means
talent.
No, exactly, Jake. That means nobody can evaluate talent. Nobody knows what you have in your system. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Question, Marcos.
Answer,
is that
Sam
the
stats.
Job? Is the GM supposed to be able to evaluate talent?
Hold on real quick. Because Sam asks a very pertinent question before we move on to that conversation. Because I think we should have that conversation now. We should start the conversation of what's going to happen to this coaching staff and this management team
after
the season.
Can we grade?
But can we grade first?
Oh, can we grade offense, defense, and then shifter?
Real quick,
because I think
it's
important for this game.
The defense held Cousins to less than 200 yards and Dalvin Cook to less than 100.
I would say Kirk Cousins held Kirk Cousins.
Well, really quick, with that, last thing about the defense – here's just some scores from the Vikings' last four games leading up to this one. They scored 31 points, 34 points, 29 points, 28 points. Oh, sorry, 34 points, 26, 27, 36, 17.
That's a lot of fucking points.
And then we hold them to 17.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important to talk about quickly.
Adam Thielen, though. But.
The offense, we said it, dog shit. I think
Dog
we can consensusly
shit.
Say that it's probably an F on that offensive performance. What do we think?
I had an F, too.
I mean, they only had 3 points until that last drive where they were
given
I mean,
a touchdown
they were
because it's the end of the game.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Just waste the clock down. Yeah. So it's an F on the offense.
I had a D, but yeah, sure.
But
right there.
The defense, I have, and this is my watching it and being very happy with what we saw on defense, mm-hmm. holding that offense, like Jake said, I have met a B. If Graham Jr. is your number two corner, and it's not just a flash in the pan, like, oh, shit. He was a first-round talent. We just sat on it. B+, because, it's just worth it to lose those games to get those players.
I got him at an A-, to be honest with you, because maybe that's just because the defense outshined the offense, or the offense was so bad that I saw the defense even better than it was, because I just needed something good to look at. But Akeem Hicks, 3 QB hits. Robert Quinn playing out of his mind. You've got a secondary, 4 guys who have played less than 50 snaps in the NFL combined out of 3 of them, and then one of them has 600 snaps this year, and that's
Kendall
Vildor.
Fucking nemesis.
So I think given the circumstances, if you're weighting it, that's what pushed me up into the A- category because of what you had.
Hard to do one-handed. I mean, it's
you got to win for ace is my only thing.
To talk about the Thomas Graham thing, just real quick,
do it.
Think of the circumstances that had to happen for him to get play time. Like, if there's not a global pandemic going on, if there's not incompetency, if there's not a bunch of people that are getting COVID and then we have to sign practice squad guys, like, everything had to line up. And then he obviously had to go out and ball. This almost didn't happen.
Almost didn't happen.
True.
The other thing to think of, the flip side of that coin, if he'd been drafted by any competent team, it wouldn't have taken 15 weeks.
I'll tell you right now, Bill would have had him on the team.
Shit.
Shit, you gonna bring up Bill? I gotta bring back Bill into fucking it, huh? Nagy.
He came.
Matt Nagy.
You okay?
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I got it all out. Sorry.
So, I mean, to get into what Dale's kind of talking to, you're at this. I think we're at a crossroad right now. I don't want to sound dramatic,
bro. We're standing in the middle of the street.
But you guys know me. I'm fucking dramatic. We're at the biggest intersection, I would say, of our Bears fandom lives right now. Because it's not just a matter of every time that we've gone through this dog and pony show of we're going to fire the coach.
This year's
and we're
different.
Going to get a new GM and we're going to do this.
The
no,
rules have changed.
It starts at the top. And for the first time, and I would say our entire fandom lives, we have the opportunity to get change at the top. There's no telling what these idiots are going to do. But there's been more pressure from national media, local media. You've got Ted Phillips talking about he might decide to distance himself. Okay, get
well. Actually, I like that.
Fire yourself so they don't have to fire you. That's a classic.
What he'll do is restructure the organization so that he moves to CFO, which is what he should be doing, and then he'll restructure it so that there's operations guys to his left and right.
You've got so many decisions here in the next few months. And this is really, truly going to affect, I would say, the next decade of our fandom.
That's fair.
8 years.
Yeah,
almost a decade. Yeah.
I mean, how long has Ryan Pace been in charge?
7 years.
7 years.
And what do you have to show for it?
Oh, nothing. You have a losing record. You don't have any playoff wins under your tenure. Matt, you haven't hit on first-round picks. From systematically across the board, every single aspect of this organization has failed.
Mike Glennon, Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, Mike Glennon's the guy.
John Fox.
Andy Dalton's our starter.
Andy Dalton. And you fell into Justin Fields.
The fantasy gods blessed you. You shouldn't get credit for that.
So they sure as shit take it, though.
Let's move the conversation to forward-looking. Okay, I think we all are on the same page
State
that we need
the
to
Union's
clean
bad.
House as much yep. as we can. We are when? let's operate under the assumption that at the end of the year, everyone's getting fucking whacked.
Real quick, are you guys waiting to the end of the year?
Here's
yes.
the thing.
Yeah, I don't think you have a choice at this point.
Here's where you're wrong. The problem, and here's where I struggle with any of this. So the rules changed. Going. The rules mm-hmm. changed in terms of when you can. Interview a new coach.
Assistance.
You can, if you fire your coach within the last 2 weeks of the season, you can start interviewing immediately, which means you get a 2-week head jump on any other team in interviewing their coach. The problem is, so you fire your coach. You fire Matt Nagy tomorrow.
It doesn't even have to be fired. You can just inform the coach
that he's getting
that
fired.
He's getting fired at the end of the year.
I think I know where you're going with this, and yep. that is the problem.
And the problem is, so you tell him, now who is going to
exactly.
evaluate the next
Thank
coach?
You.
So
because
Ryan
the
Pace
people
would be
with,
picking your next head coach.
The people within the exactly. Or
George and Ted?
Or Ryan Pace, unless they've already been interviewing new GMs, you know,
See,
like.
And that's why I think it won't be until after the end of the season. Like, I think, you know, Black Monday or whatever it's called. Yes, absolutely. He's gone. I don't think there's any question of that. At the very latest, that's when he's gone. But you have to have a new GM in place first.
Yeah.
Like, flat out, that's the order of how these operations go. GM in place so that he can pick his coach. He or she, to be mm-hmm. fair, can pick their head coach and decide the future of the franchise that way.
And if you can't pick, yeah, if you are planning on making front office wholesale changes, you can't make any of these moves until the end. And then even then, still, my biggest fear is that the Bears do typical Bears things and drag their feet and then miss out on somebody.
And then get guy number 12.
Yeah. Or, you know what I don't fucking need? I don't need Ernie Accorsi. I don't need somebody old.
The career
that's
coach?
That's going to come back, and they're going to pay him a $3.5 million consulting fee. So what? So then Ernie Accorsi can go recommend. His recommendation was John Fox.
I was about to say, so then you can bring in John Fox.
You bring in John Fox. That's awesome. Your old ass get
paid $3.5
million. Because
they play poker together on Wednesdays
or
something.
You're a consultant. You get your boys' jobs in the league, and then what happens? It all falls apart.
Same
and
fucking
where's
thing.
Ernie Accorsi? On a fucking beach
Who
in Clearwater
yeah,
right
exactly.
now. Like, it's
with
just
a heftier bank account.
It's just such a joke. I don't need a consultant. I need somebody like Trace Armstrong. You
that,
know what
I was just about
to
bring him up, dude. I love this. Go on that.
I want the Bears to tap into, and Weider wrote a really, really long.
Power agent.
Dude, Weider wrote a long ass article about this, but I highly, highly recommend that you guys read this. Tap into the alumni presence that you have.
Yes.
Get some of these guys who know football, who succeeded in your organization. Get them to help you make the right decision.
There was a great segment. You're completely right, dude. Olin. Like, why is Olin not working with the team in some capacity?
Olin
with the line?
Team ambassador something.
Mm-hmm. Players, like, or just like player management or whatever the hell the titles are, three coaches deep. I don't know, but he should be working with them.
Yeah. All right, hold on. So who's Trace Armstrong?
So let me get into Trace Armstrong. Trace Armstrong is the union rep right now for the NCAA football. I forget what exactly, but he was when he actively played, was the player rep for the professional players. And he's a guy who knows the ins and out of both sides of the business. And he played in Chicago, still has roots in Chicago.
He'd be an ops guy, Dale.
Dude, he would be, let him be your president. What you can't do, you can't give Ryan Pace that job. You can't get fired up.
Right. Trace wouldn't be the GM. He'd be the president. He'd find his GM and his head coach.
I don't know anything about Trace Armstrong, but he looks good in French cuffs.
People fucking love the guy. That's all you need to know.
And it might not be Trace Armstrong. It might be somebody else. It might be a guy like Fensick. Or.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah.
Got a football signed by
that
guy.
That
Co-MVP Super Bowl.
You're using your alumni to make a good educated decision because you understand that you can't make this on your own.
Yeah, being GM is hard, and being GM in an incompetent franchise doesn't make it.
That's why it's got to start at the top. That's why you need to find that guy that takes Ted's job.
It's the Ted Phillips role, really. I'm in.
We have a football stadium in Arlington that's waiting to be built, and depending on what these idiots do, like, it can either go smoothly or a fucking train.
In 5 years. The stadium's there, and the team's shit. What did we get?
Yeah.
So bring this back to head coaches.
Thanks, dog.
Because GMs are hard to kind of predict or pitch out there.
I think they're kind
of
a package deal.
In some ways. Anyway,
tied together a lot of times.
For the head coaching role, one of the most consensus names being thrown out there is Eric Bieniemy.
I hear that a lot.
Not just for the Bears, for any coaching role. Now, let's look at him for the Bears. Having just seen an Andy Reid offensive coordinator come in and try to set up shop and just fail in flames and misery. Marcos is a hard pass, no hesitation. Would you guys be interested in Bieniemy? Jake, what do you think?
I'm not interested in Bieniemy because nobody else was interested in Bieniemy. How many other people have gotten head coaching jobs before Bieniemy gets his? So when you're the name for that long, that's like Josh McDaniels. How many times is – so anytime that Josh McDaniels' name comes up in any type of conversation, I put no salt to it because he's always been available. Nothing happens.
So then let me ask you this. I'm
Brian
right
Daboll.
Brian Daboll.
That's who I want.
So that's what I was going to ask. Do you have
Washington coordinator?
Bills
QB,
offensive coordinator.
QB whisperer.
No, I'm asking. What's the Washington coordinator? Is it Washington? No, what's the Tampa Bay coordinator?
Byron Leftwich. So that's
broken
what I'm going to ask. Who do you have someone? Do you have a front runner that you, if you got to make the pick, you're the GM? Who's your head coach?
I got three guys.
I got one guy and one.
Well,
guy
so you can only hire one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hiring all of them.
I got one guy.
So I'm not sure I think I hear you, but I don't think you hear me.
Yeah, Dale doesn't get it.
I get it. So who's your guy?
Me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Ryan Day is my guy. Ryan Day is my guy. Ohio State football coach. Ryan Day
You're
is my guy.
Fucking high.
Having Why? Just watched the Urban Meyer experiment.
This will go well.
Burn.
This is not.
Burns.
Apples and
Stop
oranges.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I have headphones on.
Sorry, Daddy.
Thank you.
Apples and oranges.
Dude.
What?
I don't know, man.
I mean, what has Brian Daboll proved to you that Brian Daboll has proved to you that Ryan Day has not?
Lengthy experience with an NFL franchise.
Okay, lengthy
that
experience.
Aren't kids tied to a university and their rules?
National championship.
I mean,
against defenses that most of those players end up in the NFL. I'm not discrediting Brian Daboll, just like I'm not discrediting Ryan Day. You ask who my guy is, that's my pick. That's fair. Success with Justin, has connections in the league.
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't put that together. I knew he was the Ohio State football coach, but I didn't.
Guys, that's why.
I was like, damn it.
I want Ryan Day because of his connection to Justin Fields.
I'm 50% in now.
Strictly in a cart before the horse.
I love that.
My only problem with college coaches is they play with like Madden franchise teams. Like they just have perfect squads. Yeah. They have perfect offensive lines. They have
everyone's 99 speed.
A pool of 100 guys.
Everybody's the best on like they're perfect teams. Everyone's the best. And then you go to the NFL and you don't have perfect guys. You don't have like that doesn't exist in college. In college you like your players decide to go there. In the NFL that's not the case. So it could be good. I get the thought. I just get nervous with college coaches, just for that matter, that they play with a stacked deck and then they come into the NFL with less than.
That's a fair critique. I personally don't have a dog in the fight for head coach. I think that as you look at guys like Eric Bieniemy and Byron Leftwich, while I don't have a dog in the fight, I know that I don't want that to be my dog. Like Byron Leftwich, for example, he could be a great coordinator, but it helps when you have Tom Brady, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, three different fucking running backs, and one of the best O-lines in football.
So the same argument.
Same thing for Eric Bieniemy.
And that's the thing with coaching prospects. It's always going to be wait and see.
And that's why Mike Tomlins aren't available every single year.
I love that guy.
Exactly.
I love Mike Tomlin. He's so good.
But all right. So we talked about coaches.
It starts at the top.
It does. It 100% does. And so Ted, if he's not lying to us, which we get lied to a lot, if he is going to step aside, that's the first thing that needs to happen.
It's time.
It has to happen or else nothing else changes.
Moving ahead, my friends, because we're going to get the lynch mob going, if not. Voicemails.
Let's do it.
We've got a couple voicemails. It's been, what, like 2-3 weeks since?
It's been a few weeks.
The Bear Min Boys.
And this is one of my favorite parts because of it. We love hearing from you guys.
So first one we're going to play, we got Mike and Aurora left us one. Little lengthy, but awesome stuff and really ties in to what we've been talking about the last half hour or so.
Let's hear from Mike.
Yo, what is up, guys? Calling into the Bear Min fucking podcast. It's your boy Mike here in Aurora, and I just got just two questions for you guys. Not one on a less serious note. First one, why the fuck doesn't Roquan get any love by the fucking NFL? Like, no, seriously. Why? The NFL sure does love to plaster famous Hall of Fame linebackers that the Bears had in the past on every shitty little primetime game we have. Dick Butkus in your ass and Lance Briggs and fucking Brian Urlacher. You got to see old ass black and whites of all those fucking linebackers from back in the day. But we got an all-pro linebacker on the team and the man can't get any all-pro votes or can't fucking get top 100. Like, that shit is wild to me. But, that shit makes no sense. So why do you guys think the NFL is fucking shitty on that part? On another note, a more serious note, is let's focus on this Bears head coaching situation. We all know we're moving on from Nagy. So what the fuck? Where do we go from here? Like, who do we go from here? I'm not trying to. You guys just discussed just recently that college head coaches have such a good fucking setup in college that why would you want to come to the NFL? Furthermore, come to the Bears and get the piss beaten out of you by Aaron Rodgers and him letting you know that he owns your shit every year. So, but my question is, if we're not going to go with a college head coach, which, yeah, I know the NFL loves to is going towards that college-style offensive play right now, but do you guys see anybody in the NFL actively coaching right now that you would seriously consider as the head coach? Appreciate you guys taking my call. Hope I didn't take up too much time. Love you guys.
Well, love you too, Mike.
Mike, awesome call, dude.
Fucking great awesome, questions, awesome call. Dude.
Like, just tied in so well with what we were just talking about.
Let's dig into this. First off, like, I have to check my entire house now to make sure Mike's not hiding somewhere listening to our fucking conversations.
Yeah.
Because it's so topical. Everything you're asking about, Mike, that's what we've been talking about.
So double barrel questions. The second one gets answered first.
Push. So coaching one.
Yes.
We just talked about it. Is there a front runner that you see in the NFL? Like I've said, I don't have a dog in this fight. I know who I don't want. I don't want an offensive coordinator from a stacked offense. Maybe I could pallet a defensive coordinator from a stacked defense because you build that, I feel, a little bit more.
We got like Leslie Frazier.
Sure. That's what I'll say to that. Sure. You know,
like,
so I don't have a dog in a fight to answer Mike's question. Any NFL coaches besides Day because he's in college?
Yeah.
Who?
The Brian Daboll. Like that. That's where I was. You'd have to
Bill's offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's a head coach on any other team that like you look at a couple of the coaches that the
Brian Flores is one of my favorites.
New shift. You go all in on Sean Payton.
Oh, so this is the trade for a coach route.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened in a while, has it?
Since Gruden, I believe.
I think that's what the last
Since
one
Gruden,
was.
Since Gruden, and then it was Belichick before.
So, okay, just running with that quickly, what are you comfortable giving up, knowing that you have lost the vast majority of your draft capital the last several years, and you need to build a team?
Sure.
Khalil Mack.
I'm giving, no. because we'd be eating so much money.
Yeah, and that's game impact.
I'm giving a second-round pick. I might even give a first-round pick.
You can't.
Why?
You can't because
why?
My thought on that is for the first-round pick,
why?
The value of the fifth-year option, if you hit, is immeasurable.
Oh,
the
for sure.
The extra year of window of having a rookie, we'll just say Justin Fields, of having him at $10 million is his fifth-year option, just to throw a number out there.
When it could be 45?
Exactly.
Yeah. The value of a Hall of Fame coach is close to what you're going to. What are the the guys that play in, and I'm not saying, I know it's tough to compare everybody to Bill, but the guys in that offense, are they that good because of Bill Belichick? You have guys like Taysom Hill, people who are balling out in Sean Payton's system. Sean Payton's a Hall of Fame coach. He's a winner, and he's taken less to the playoffs. All I'm saying, I'm willing to pay, and I've been like this forever. You guys know, I'm willing to pay extra if I know that what I'm getting in return is quality.
So I agree with you.
Just to clarify, that one championship that we're talking about came with another Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Also,
we have Justin Fields. In his first 3 and 4 years is what we would be looking
at. You mean to tell me that it doesn't move if you thinking about Justin Fields being coached by Sean Payton?
I love the sound of that.
It moved.
I do. Uh-huh. Not for a first-round pick. Not for a second-round pick either, to be honest. If you ask me, would you rather have Tevin Jenkins?
When you say it out loud.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm blowing Jake's ears up. When you say it out loud, it's that bad. Yeah, okay, maybe you got me on second round. First round, no.
So, Mike, to answer your coaching question, Sean Payton would be awesome.
Love that idea, honestly.
Sam's got Brian Daboll. We've got a couple other names out there that we're kind of waiting to see. The first one, why doesn't the NFL love Roquan? I have no clue.
Great question.
It's a great question, and if anybody finds the answer to it, let's wait and see what happens with the All-Pro votes.
Give one of us a call. Let us know what you think the answer is.
That'd be great.
That's a great Mike poses a great question. Yeah. Why do you think the NFL hates Roquan?
Yeah. Somebody answer us.
Yeah.
And then on here.
We got another voicemail. This one from a longtime listener.
Yeah, we actually we got two on deck. We actually got one while we were sitting here. And I've been told it's an all-timer. So they're we'll start.
Did they tell you it's an all-timer?
Low expectations walking in.
By the sender?
Yeah, by the sender. Mm. But we'll give this a little gander here.
Yeah, swung by Alice Hall on my way to the Beecher Meatpack plant over there, and I gotta say, it looks like they started fucking tenting up the Big Top Carnival, putting all that shit on the train. The goddamn clown show can pull out of fucking town. Tired of this fucking bullshit. We got dudes on the practice squad playing better than Kendall fucking Vildor. His trash ass. Tired of this shit. It's getting ridiculous. Getting fucking ridiculous. I tell you what, though, Roquan's about to break the record. He's the fucking hottest thing on this goddamn team right now. So, you know, thank God for that. And I'm just ready for this fucking season to be over.
Can I just make one quick thing?
Yeah.
The Bearman Pod does not condone drinking and driving.
Oh,
like, please do not consume alcohol and drive.
Yeah. It sounded like he was walking on Lakeshore Drive, though.
But either way, Seth from Beecher, man. Well, Romeoville now, not or wherever bad. You're living. Don't know if you moved again. We love you. And you're right, man. That's a bunch of fucking trash.
Yeah.
And we're ready for the season to be over. Quinn is about to break the record. It's going to be awesome. I hope. We have health and all that good stuff.
I thought he said Roquan.
He did say Roquan, I think, but I heard Quinn. Roquinn. Oh, I actually love that.
Hell of a pass rusher.
I kind
of
love
Roquinn.
All right, so this next one.
Yeah, hey there, cousin Jimmy, longtime listener, first time caller. How you doing?
This fucking
dude. Calling in, see how the Barrett and Down boys are doing. Yeah, a fucking cake shake, Ma. Sorry, sitting here in my local Partillo's. Gotta get over another terrible season of the Bears. Nothing worse than Christmas with fucking Matt Nagy ruining the holidays. He's like that drunk uncle that tries to grab your balls. So,
what?
Once again, asking Santa Claus for Aaron Rodgers to break his femur. We'll see if that one comes true. And as always, you know how it is, boys. Burn that.
So, okay.
Once again, asking Santa Claus for Aaron Rodgers.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same page that, like,
yeah,
we don't root for injuries. If your guys' family parties were, like, Jimmy says his family parties were, like,
talk to somebody,
okay? Yeah.
Let's move on from that one factor.
There is
of
help
that
out
conversation.
There.
Counseling's worth it.
Cousin Jimmy. God damn it, we love you.
Love that guy. First time caller every time.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's voicemails. Please, again, if you want to leave the Bearman podcast a voicemail, just call one of us. You have our numbers. If not, you can call one of us because we don't have a Google phone number set up.
Insult us. Talk about how loud Dale talks into the mic.
Yeah, let him know.
Just say everything.
Guys, moving on. Who would you let dog sit, or would you not let dog sit for you? Fun little segment we've done. Who wants to start?
Me? Okay, me. Dog,
yes, you.
Dog sitting for me of this week will be Geralt of Rivia, because The Witcher season 2 is back on Netflix.
So good.
I love that show. I love that world. I love that character. Henry Cavill plays that character to a T. I'm excited for this season. I've seen three episodes so far.
Nerd,
shit's good.
Dude.
So first off, I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
That show is awesome.
I agree with you.
You guys all know me. I get into that stuff. I love that stuff. I love the books. Read them all. It's really good. And the difficult thing, and I will get off my soapbox here in one moment.
Thank God.
The difficult thing with these series is when you have these book adaptations into shows and movies, you have to let the show be its own thing. I struggle with that very much because I love the books so much, but letting the show be its own thing, The Witcher is great. Mm-hmm. Jake's absolutely right.
So
sorry,
your dog,
sorry.
So your
sorry,
dog
sorry,
sit.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Enough of that shit.
Yeah,
whatever
so
the
my
hell
dog
that
sit.
Was.
My dog sit is someone who will not be watching Willy at any point in time. And it's Jimmy Graham. He finally is at the level of one catch per $1 million in dead cap space. 10 catches, 10 million dead cap space. Way to go, Jimmy. Just took you 15 weeks or whatever it was. and the other thing is he dropped a touchdown pass,
mm-hmm.
and we went on to not score on that drive. Yeah, he did. Like, he just dropped a touchdown
pass. That was our only
pass.
Field goal. That was the 1 3 point.
That was the one.
Oh, sure. Jimmy, you're not watching Willie.
Yeah, not at all.
You're not going to let the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee watch your dog?
Suck my dick.
This is a what have you done for me lately segment, Jake.
What have you done for me? Not the community. Me.
And so who will be dog-sitting the pretty Peyton Princess Pooper?
Pepe Pooper?
Pepe Pooper.
Oh, this week is Bruce Arians.
Oh.
B.A.
Love that, man.
Cancer
he's
survivor.
Honest to
tells
a,
it like
he's
it is,
honest
man.
To a fault, and so yeah, he's allowed to watch vodka. My dog. This week, did you guys see that? They're going to activate AB for him to be able to play.
Oh, I did.
For the team this week.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to
do his best.
And they're like, why? They're like, I believe he said something like, he's really good and we need him.
Yeah. He essentially said, yeah, we're going to do his best for the football team. That's how our good players play.
They're like, but what about all that other stuff he did? He's like, we're doing what's best for the football team.
Like, y'all know we play a game.
This is a business.
Like a game.
So, honest Bruce, you're watching my dog anytime, bro. You're going to shoot
he's
me
great.
Straight.
There's an alternate universe.
Where BA is the head coach of the Bears.
Where he came for his interview and we hired him.
God
and we
bless.
Did the right thing, and we didn't let him leave the building until he signed a contract to be the Chicago Bears.
Or Ron Rivera. Or we didn't let Ron Rivera walk out of the building.
We could just give him a lifetime thing of Tito's vodka, and he would have stayed.
Just,
it's not
just
that hard.
Very quickly, there's also an alternate universe where Bruce Arians is not only the head coach, but he also brings Tom Brady to Chicago, and Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
I don't think that ever happens because Tom Brady's like a warm weather. Like he went to Florida.
He said after Tom Brady played in New England for how many seasons?
Yeah, but Tom Brady's now like 45, so he's just like a geriatric.
Tom's slowly
he's retiring
getting closer to where they grow
in
avocados.
So if you guys are done shitting on my alternate universe that
yeah,
I'm
wait
talking
a second.
About,
yeah, there's a multiverse where I mean.
I didn't Jake see says
Bruce
no
Arians
pos-
signed Tom
I,
Brady
no shot
and they're throwing
that those
touchdowns.
Go on.
I didn't see that one in Spider-Man. That
I haven't seen it yet.
Me
that's
neither.
Doctor Strange is involved in that.
Holy thing. Shit, go see Spider-Man. Not
who's not that guy?
No. I still got to do Doctor
Strange. I beg
we
your
need
pardon.
To know who's sitting
guys.
Or not sitting. Also, and
trust
Gus.
Tree here.
Uh-huh.
Me and Honey are not dog sitting. We are not allowed to dog sit.
What happened?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So,
okay.
What?
Valentina.
Long story short. My mom, stepdad, and the boys are out of town right now. They're gone for 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
They've got these little mini poodle chihuahua mixes.
Oh, the best.
Maybe 7-8 pounds.
Awful
the
dust.
Worst.
In the first 3 hours, Chico pissed all over my house. So what did we do?
Well, hop on.
I bought diapers. I bought doggy diapers.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I doggy diapered him up, and my mom's like, hey, how's everything going? You know, I'm just checking in. I'm like, hey, he's great. No issues. We are ready to take him back.
Take him so to the did use. Not tell her about the doggy diaper.
Get him out of here.
Hell no, did not tell her about the.
Are you at the point to where you would pay to board the dog right now? So that you guys didn't have to watch them?
Probably, but I don't want to be held liable for like the financial repercussion of having to repair whatever the dog pissed all over in there. It's an unbelievable amount of pee for a 7-pound dog. It's unreal.
The bladder is just smaller.
The
so bladder is
so, yeah, dude.
It's
and then he
like...
gets all excited and you just say his name, Chico. Oh, God. And he just kind of starts peeing. So
are you at the point where he's going to drink water and you're like, so, no,
does
no
this, more, does this no happen water. At your mother's house?
She has hardwood. So I guess like it's, and
were
I
you
think
forewarned
issue...
at all that, hey, this dog will like trickle some pee randomly.
I mean, I knew he trickles
just real quick,
pee.
Jake, just. Remember that you're talking about Lydia, so like,
yeah, she's on
just
her way.
Anything that you're about to say, say with respect.
So, yeah, mom told me, it's not. I can't act like I'm surprised.
Okay, so you were warned.
But it's just a tremendous,
oh, yeah,
tremendous,
yeah,
tremendous
oh,
amount of
the most pee you've ever seen in your entire life.
The most pee you'll ever see. No one will ever do it again.
So we're not dog sitting. Unless you guys need us to dog sit, then we'll dog sit.
I mean, you watch my dog.
Yeah, you can watch with me.
Yeah.
Is it for free?
I guess we're not dog sitting little dogs. How's that?
Oh, just okay. Not dog sitting those dogs.
I'm never going to have
I love
little
them.
Dogs.
No one's smaller than Sasha.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
If we're under 30 pounds, we have a problem.
So
facts.
Dog watch always, as usual, leads into not that guy.
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
You're not that guy.
I would like to start. I'll roll it right in.
Please do.
My not that guy?
Who?
Sally Steiner.
Tell me more.
Okay. Sally Steiner is a casting director. She was for hear me out. Okay. Jump in the cart with me.
I have no idea where this is going.
Fuck Sally. Yeah. Let's ride.
Sally Steiner is the casting director for Steiner Bach Casting Director Agency, who right now is hired by Happy Gilmore Productions.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's
company.
Because they are producing a movie coming out to Netflix.
Grown Up 17.
Called Good Game.
Oh.
In Good Game, it's the story of Sean Payton when he was suspended. He went during Bounty Gate.
The bounty thing.
Oh, so he was suspended for a year. And Sean Payton went to go coach his kids' middle school team. In the movie, they're apparently really bad when he gets there. He turns things around, and then they come back and they win things.
Believe it or not, the NFL Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah. In real life, the team was already good before Drew Brees Sean Payton got there. That's not even my gripe, because Kurt Warner got a movie. Guys, my gripe is with Sally Steiner. Because Sally Steiner signed off on Kevin James.
Hold on. This is crazy. Wait. In my head, was Kevin James Sean Payton?
Kevin James
Holy
is Sean
shit.
Payton.
And Crazy Eyes is the announcer.
This isn't Paul a bit.
Blart.
This is a bit, right?
Paul Blart.
This isn't real.
Is Sean Payton.
So
this isn't
is
real.
Naperville Central's finest.
Sean Payton
this isn't
has
real.
To be pissed.
This is real.
This is the quintessential Adam Sandler move.
Get the gat, get the gat, get the gat.
I love him. He's like, from my childhood, great influence and all that shit. He's hilarious in all of his movies.
We love him.
He hires his buddies.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who's Sean Payton? I got a guy.
It's a shtick at this point, right?
Paul Blart?
Don't worry about it. Like, just take my word. It's my company. I'm Adam Sandler. I got a guy.
I swore you were going to say it was David Spade. I was just like.
David Spade and Crazy Eyes are going to call the game.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner's in it.
What is as this? A player?
As somebody. Which I don't know. One? I saw his face on the ad.
I think Crazy
Kevin
Eyes
James.
Real name.
Is Adam in it?
Rob.
Oh,
Rob.
No. Schneider.
Rob
not,
Schneider.
No, it's
Rob
yeah,
Schneider is
Rob
a staple.
Oh no, that's Steve Buscemi. I'm thinking of Rob Schneider. I'm thinking of Crazy Eye from. It's not called Crazy Eye, but I'm thinking of 51st Days. Rob Schneider and 51st Days with his Crazy Eye. But Crazy Eye is Steve Buscemi.
Yes,
Rob
that's
Schneider is a Sandler
awesome.
Guy. So
also,
you were close.
I will. I don't know this for a fact, but I'll bet my next mortgage payment on it. Rob Schneider is in that movie somehow.
Somewhere.
So Sally Steiner. Welcome to the club. Not that guy.
You're not that gal.
Not that gal.
Dale.
All right. Mine, and I'm hoping this doesn't become too long of a recurring thing, but it's going to be mine from now until it resolves. Rob Manfred, I have to have baseball next year. Don't fuck me. Do not fuck me, Eric Cartman or Rob Manfred.
Don't you ever try to fuck me.
Sam.
That's it.
My not that guy. Wow. You know. Piggybacking right on top of that, my not that guy is the NFL.
Okay.
As a whole.
Uh-huh.
Or whoever's doing this. But let me walk you through a little timeline here.
Boom.
Okay. Ready? NFL makes COVID rules.
We.
Got it? NFL has COVID problems.
Gasp.
NFL changes COVID rules.
No more problems.
Here we are.
No more problems.
But the Bears missed the entire secondary.
But we won't cancel a game.
No, we won't postpone that one to Tuesday.
You know what? We won't move it. We won't do shit. But you know what? When things, you know, when life gives you lemons, this is the NFL's policy. When life gives you lemons, you move the goalposts. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. NFL, you're not that guy.
Not that guy.
Fucking quit.
That's
Producer
fair.
Jake.
My not that guy is a combination effort.
Like a centaur?
Like a Mario and Luigi type deal?
Or like a
mashup?
Like a Megazord.
It's a three-piece.
Ooh.
Suit, vest, coat, pants.
My not that guy
is
Cumberbund
with biscuit.
The clothing company Izod. The
didn't see this coming.
The clothing distributor Kohl's and the male model Aaron Rodgers. I walked into Kohl's today doing some last-minute Christmas
First
shopping.
Mistake.
Doing some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Oh, no.
And who greeted me? A 15-foot poster of Aaron Rodgers in Izod clothing. He's fucking, just in my fucking face.
He's trolling you.
Get out. Stop.
Get out of my life.
He's everywhere. He's on the TV. He's at Kohl's. I can't escape him.
How much
son of a bitch.
How much have you wanted to take down the poster?
Like, so I took a photo you of black it out? Just so like everyone else can like see what I'm dealing with, and then I walked out of the building. I bought nothing.
Who were you shopping for?
My father.
Good old Jeff.
And then I had to leave.
He would have appreciated that you left.
That's your dick. That's my. No.
We all just saw. Hey, listeners, I know hold this on. Is great podcasting. We all just saw a picture of Jake's dick.
It'll be on the accident. Twitter.
Oh,
it's just there.
You got to put that on the Twitter.
Holy shit, that is floor.
That's a shit sweater.
That is,
by the way, that is an ugly sweater.
Yeah, Izod,
for an ugly fucking
make
quarterback.
Better
what the
clothing.
Fuck are those pants?
At the Bear Men Pod, you guys can see that picture.
Kohl's, Izod, Aaron Rodgers. Fuck them.
Moving Marcos. Ahead, guys.
Wait, who's your not that guy?
My not that guy was Sally Steiner.
Oh, that's right. You started with
F
Sally.
That B.
Fuck that B.
Like, we're oh, getting deep. B, we're running a little fuck. Long.
Well, because, we had a, because you know I'm not.
We've got like a week and a half.
You know what I mean?
A week and a half of content being squeezed into this episode right now. So
yeah,
it's
this is good.
Running a little long, but
well,
it's
let's move this bitch ahead.
She's we're gonna thick. Look ahead, guys. Bears play the Seahawks. If we can field a team, if the Seahawks can field a team, there will be a football game played on Sunday. Bears open up as 6.5-point dogs. Total is 42.5. Bears plus 230 on the money line.
If you have a problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER. If
help.
You have a problem with supporting a football team that constantly lets you down and makes no attempt to make the team any better.
Call subscribe.
I've hit that demographic.
Call the Bear Men Pod.
Okay.
So,
like, subscribe.
I mean, a couple things I'm looking for. I'm looking for Russell Wilson to continue to be bad at playing quarterback.
Oh, I would love
so
that.
So I don't have to talk about DK Metcalf.
Remember how we thought he was going to be a Bear this year?
Oh, dude, people almost gave multiple firsts for him.
Right?
Like, people still might because people are fucking lunatics.
Well, also remember he had a decent, at least decent start, and then the thumb thing. He was out for a while.
Thumb yeah, it was a pretty
still
serious
coming back from
thumb
injury,
thing.
Like
that,
Robert Quinn. Is he just hurt?
I think he's hurt. But either way, what do we expect from this game?
I mean, I expect...
The under.
I don't know. Yeah.
That was quick.
I expect the defense to show up again.
I do too.
I expect Robert Quinn to get another sack, maybe two. This is the game to do it if you're gonna really make hay.
It is on the road.
Kind of catch up. So I think this is the one. But I think we're gonna see a good defensive performance, and unfortunately, I think we're gonna see another pedestrian offensive attack because that's what Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor know how to scheme up is mediocrity.
We had a miracle 30-point game. With
30 points came because you were behind and had to score, and they were playing.
And your offense and your offense didn't score 30.
Your special teams like did a lot of work.
Yeah,
oh my God. So a miracle 30 point effort. That's probably not going to happen any other time the rest of the season. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to win, we're going to hold them under 20 points, and we're going to score barely above them.
Oh my God,
what do you got, Sam?
If we're going to win.
So that's actually what I have is Bears squeak it out by winning like 21-20 or something like that. Because the Seahawks have their share of problems right now.
Yep.
That's all you have to do. I'm looking at this right now. I'm just digesting, letting these stats ruminate a little bit here.
Did you just say ruminate?
Yeah. Like yeah, I did.
Can
I
you
did.
Define
I
that
did.
For me?
I did. Well, I'll define them as the Seahawks have the 24th ranked offense in scoring. And we have the 29th. So this is going to be a big flaming bag of dog shit. And their total yards on the season, Seahawks, 4,247. So 4,247. Us, 4,303. But we're ranked behind them in points scored. So
that's
this is
turn the ball over.
This is going to be a clown show. Of epic proportions.
I do want to tell you guys.
Could be fun.
I do want to tell
Could
you guys.
Could be fun.
Yes.
Take this information however you wish. I received a sleeper notification midway through this podcast.
Oh,
gasp.
Justin Fields on the season. He has 6.9 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
6.9.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's.
All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And 420 rushing yards. 6.9. 6.
420.
4. 20 That's a good season.
Nice.
It's a nice season.
Nice. Blaze it. Don't run another yard. 6'9", 6'6".
Do with that information
six,
what
nine,
you
four,
will.
20,
I'm hammering Dale. The Bears. Just
you got
off
it?
That.
Is that really
these are
was?
The. This is the stuff
I'm
we need
joking.
To know.
That
Drake.
Was the update.
That was the
this
update.
Is the stuff we need to know.
All right,
you've been
update,
sitting on this.
The other update is Akeem Hicks.
You
should have
texted
before.
Us.
Akeem Hicks isn't going
to
play.
He just COVID on COVID protocols, and I don't think he has enough time to clear.
I don't think he's going to get through it.
It's been real.
Two negative tests and
so when
all
I said
the other.
The Bears win. What I meant was.
Yeah. See, I don't. So
the Bears cover 6.5.
I don't think the Bears win.
The Bears cover 6.5 and the under.
I don't think the Bears win another game this year.
Oh.
Who do we got left? We have Seahawks,
the Giants, the Vikings.
Giants and Vikings, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The season finale, if you will be against the Vikings once again.
I think you have to win one. Oh,
do
man.
You? Do you have to?
Bet your life on it. I mean, obviously, we're not going to hold you to it.
Let's do another mortgage payment.
But, I mean, this, yeah.
Let's do another mortgage payment, Dale.
See,
what do we
so
think?
Here's
what
the thing.
Think?
If I could bet the Bears will win one more game, I would take that bet. I would bet a decent chunk of change.
Odds? I do think
what
they
are odds?
At the minimum win
right.
next week at home against the Giants.
So we plus or minus here.
I can't what? Tell you which game it is, or else I would put that money
it's
down.
It's this one or the next one.
Has
see,
to be. It's got to be the Giants. It's got to be.
That, you know
I can't.
I mean?
So here's
it's
got to
be this one or the Giants.
I can't bet the Bears in Seattle because 12th man. I can't bet.
Get
out.
I can't bet the Bears at home because the Bears suck at
because
home.
We've watched it in person.
Because they suck on the lakefront. I can't bet the Bears against the Vikings.
We suck.
Because I just saw them lose to Chicago with a depleted roster. So what happens in 2 weeks when everybody's cleared their COVID protocols and they get a semi-healthy team back? Oh, and by the way, it's week 17. We have nothing to play for. Matt Nagy has his boxes packed already, and some of the guys already have their trips booked because the next day they're out of here. So I tell you, I don't believe we can win another game. Boom!
So I'm sitting here with my mouth open trying to go like, yeah, but. Yeah, but. And it's just really
boom.
Difficult
do you
because
have athlete's foot?
When I say the Bears win one more game, it's me going numbers wise they have to. Like, do the Bears score 30 points at some point during the season? They have to. Why? Literally every team does. And they did. They put up their 30 and so they did. Again, one time, I get it, but they did.
They almost didn't.
They
only they scored
so
3 points in the second
it.
Half of that game.
Yeah, it was so tough.
Shut
so, up. But the same way, I think they win one of the next three games.
And I'm pretty sure one of you
it does
that.
Nothing for us, so cool. Anyway, moving
cool.
on.
Cool story, bruh.
So real quick, let
what
me ask
Madden
you
what did Madden say about this game?
Oh!
That's right.
The Madden sim.
Madden, the Madden God spoke, and it wasn't what you would think. The Madden gods say the Bears take 2 out of 3. And by the way, not only do they say that the Bears take 2 out of 3, those two wins are fairly commanding.
But how'd Justin play?
In both of them, Justin put up over 250, which if Justin's your quarterback,
couple
you're okay
tutties.
With that. One touchdown in one and three touchdowns in one. So, like, yeah, Justin plays well.
If he did that for
according
me.
To the video game where being a fast quarterback is fun. But then,
that's all I believe
of course,
in. That's all I
the
believe
third
in
game, right back down to reality. Bears score 12 points on 4 field goals and give up 26. So, or what?
Like
it's
home.
Not 26, but
it
I forget the number.
Like
it's a comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
like a warm blanket.
So let me ask you this real quick. I have a question for you guys, and I want to do this. This is the bit that I'm proposing for weeks moving forward. We take $10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You look at the Bears
okay.
and this week's opponent.
I have $10.
Mm-hmm. And you say,
help me, I'm poor.
For now.
You either hit the spread or the money line, and you parlay that with the over-under. That simple. Do you think the Bears outright win,
stop
outright lose?
Luck. I'll do it right now.
Do you think
the
so? The line, the, week.
The
line is 6.5. Do you think the Bears cover 6.5? Do you think they win? Do you think they lose? Or do you think they not cover 6.5? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you do one of those
yep.
and
you
parlay
right
it with
it.
I'm
yeah. the over. By the way, we will all be making these bets, and we will be checking throughout the rest of the season and for however long this podcast goes on how we do against these.
I'm jumping on the Bears at 6.5 and the under.
We're covering?
Consensus yeah. under. Is that's, that a consensus
Bears,
under?
I'm that's my bet, and I'm placing
100%.
Right,
6.5 in the under.
6.5 in the under.
So like as that. It sits right now, of course, my threw my phone away so it didn't vibrate. But I believe last I checked, it was $10 bet nets you roughly $50.
Ooh! I might do y'all a favor here and fade you.
Maybe a little under. I don't have my phone in front of me, so someone will have to tell me.
I'm working on it right now.
What is Bears cover and the under? And by the way, folks at home, tweet us, text us, call us, tell us if you're fading us, tell us if you're riding with us, tell us if we don't know our ass from the hole in the ground. That last one will be applicable regardless
right
of
now,
what you think.
It's coming out to +238.
So +238, so a $10 bet wins you $23.80. So your $10 bet, at the end of the day, you walk away with $33, $34 almost.
That's less exciting than 50, but I'm here for
it. Less exciting than 50, for sure.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
50 was, that was the Bears outright win. That was a Bears money line.
I threw 50 bucks on it.
240.
We said 10.
Animal. Yeah, I mean,
we said 10.
We'll keep an eye on it. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know if you're riding or fading.
That was a passionate explanation from Dale.
Let's fucking go.
I had to let it ride.
Let's do it. Bears. We'll keep a track on. We'll keep track of it. We'll report back next week. Let's move on.
So where are we at right now? What are we coming to?
Dales.
Whoa.
We win if.
Yeah.
I was wrong, dude. All
right, guys. We get into we win if. Give me one thing. One reason.
Bears under. Bears hold them to under 21. Bears score more than 21.
Bears score more points. We win.
I mean.
Good defense. Slightly above average offense.
Yeah, I think we win if you get the run game going. We win if, we win if Khalil Herbert has more carries than our starting quarterback.
I like it.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
Sam, what's your?
I was just going to say, I mean, we win if Jeff Bezos buys the Seahawks between now and Sunday.
We back.
Launches the whole team into space. And that's it.
That's all I got.
We're going to win from outer space?
No. But the Seahawks.
Buys the Seahawks.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
the
we
original
have to go to
thing,
space to play them?
No. We're staying here. The game is in Seattle. It's not in outer space.
Oh.
Forfeit.
So the other thing was if Seattle goes on lockdown,
we might be better.
Might be better.
If the 12th man goes on lockdown and can't attend the game, we have a chance too.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That's more reasonable.
Yeah, we're gonna accept your second one. Like that one way more.
I don't understand why though.
We.
Okay.
We win if we hold them to realistically 14 points. Keep them at 2 touchdowns. Then you pray that you can score 2 yourself. That's fine.
That's very practical.
Dale, prove to me you know what a trap game is. This week's is easy.
Why would you think this is any different than any other
Dale's
week
trap game of the week.
Dale's trap game
Did
of
you guys
the
do
week.
A trap game last week? I can't remember.
No, it was they recorded on Monday.
He,
and
chose,
the only
he chose
game
the
left
only
was
game.
The Bears.
He chose the only game left. No, there was one. There was one on Tuesday.
What was it? Rams Seahawks. And I said Rams Seahawks because it's the only game left. But also. Seahawks can win, you know, baby.
That actually wasn't far off. It wasn't bad.
So
it was bad.
I'm gonna throw out my trap game. Mm-hmm. You guys are gonna disagree.
TJ, let us know what you think about this trap.
Well,
game.
So here's the thing. I'm qualifying it, and this is not a Dale justifying his trap game picks.
Mm-hmm.
This is partially a Dale speaking it into existence because I need this to happen for fantasy football implications.
No one cares.
I know that, and I accept that.
Okay. Still said it.
Panthers, Buccaneers. I really need the Panthers to just shut down Tom
Marcos?
Brady.
I think he did.
No yeah. shit!
Yeah.
He
yeah.
did it! Kate! Kate! Make the stakes! We did it!
Is this the time to tell him that that's not it?
Fire the grill up. I think that's a valid trap game.
I'm going to need another sandwich.
Guys, but the bit's ruined if we affirm him.
I'm okay.
Hey, guys, we've got one out of 10 doesn't mean I get it. Yeah. It means I got one out of 10.
3 weeks left.
I mean, of the
10%.
Also, the other games are tough. Like, it's fairly even or tough. Sure.
Like, that's kind of why this week was really, really obvious. Because this week was like.
But it's just funny that the way he prefaced it was like he wasn't.
I might get this wrong.
He wasn't going to pick it. He wasn't going to pick it the way he prefaced it. Yeah. And then he picked it, which makes me still believe he doesn't really know why.
I'm back. Good job. Let's see if you could do it next week.
Everybody, you know, tune in next week to see if.
You know how, like, the Panthers, like the Lions are like, guys, we won one. That's how I feel right now.
Dude,
like, we're
on
Lions,
the board. They've won two, Dale.
No, when they won their first game. Oh, okay. It's like, yeah. you can justify this however you want. There's a one in the win.
The Lions could have 5 wins right now. They've lost on last second field goals 3 times. Oh, sorry. Sorry, this isn't a Lions podcast.
We have 4 wins. Guys.
That's Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Trap Game of the Week. Guys, that's a wrap for episode 16.
Wait. Real quick.
Oh, here we go.
I just want to let you guys know. I don't know if you know this or not. I know this. I don't know if you know this.
Educate.
Today is Festivus.
For the rest of us.
An airing of grievances and feats of strength. Okay. And I would like to say you all did a very good job of airing your grievances on this podcast. I thought that was very cathartic.
Thank you.
So for feats of strength.
You. And...
shall we flip the table?
For feats of strength, my shirt off. For feats of strength, no one at home can see that there are 10 empty beers on the table.
One,
from this
two,
podcast
three,
alone.
Four, five,
for
six,
liability
seven,
purposes,
eight, nine, 10, 11, 12,
there's nothing on the
those
table.
Include open beers that people are working on. There's 10 just gone. Oh, okay. Hold 1 second.
That looks like a square 10 that
11,
are
12, 13 beers that were gone.
Amen.
In this podcast.
That is Festivus. That is an airing of grievances and feats of strength.
Guys, that's a wrap for episode 16. From the bottom of our hearts, we hope that you guys have a great, great Christmas. Kwanzaa, Ramadan, Festivus. Krampus, is that a thing?
That is.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope you guys enjoy some time off, some much needed rest and relaxation time with the fam. Let's go out and maybe win a game. Most importantly, let's cover the number and make sure the under hits.
That's what I'm talking about.
Other than that,
I like shmoney.
We will see everybody before New Year's, right?
Yeah,
we can
week.
Commit to
yeah.
seeing everyone before right. the New Year.
Oh, okay. Love an episode.
I got
next
one
week.
In me next week.
Because last episode of the year, gonna get
banger.
A little weird.
Banger.
Gonna get weird.
Gonna get a little weird.
We'll tell
hardly
more about
even
it.
Know
next
her.
Week.
Bring your stretchy pants next week, okay?
As always.
And most importantly.
As always, my friends, bear the fuck down and Merry Christmas.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.